We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Wolfpack Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is the Wolfpack Coaches Show, presented by Dolan Lexus. Also brought to you by Bud Light and by Shields. Now, here is your host, John Ramey.
Welcome inside. Welcome inside. It's Bully Sports Bar and Grill on Rob Drive. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. They invite you to test drive a Lexus today. Spencer Wilson and Steve Olford with us right now. Tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, the tip time at Nevada. It is a Tuesday night start, 8 o'clock start at Lawler Event Center as the Wolfpack right back into Mountain West action. And for all active duty military members, admission is free for tomorrow night's game. So write that down, 8 o'clock start. Nevada, 13-10, 6-5 in the Mountain West. Coach Alford just completing a challenging road trip. But the first question on my mind, and I think a lot of the fans' minds, is the status of Jazz Johnson. How's Jazz?
Yeah, it's difficult. It's tough for Jazz. I feel for him. And I've been doing this so long that, you know, injuries are just part. It's part of it, but it doesn't make any better. And nobody has worked any harder than Jazz of coming back from really a similar situation last year, dealing with the shoulder late in the season, and actually having surgery then in late spring. And now there's been a reoccurrence, and so he's just questionable. We'll see how it is tomorrow. He didn't do much today, so we'll see how he is tomorrow. But it's probably going to be a day-to-day thing for a while, and hopefully it's something that improves, because nobody's more deserving of him than getting – time on the court, because he's just a tireless worker, but right now he's pretty sore.
All right, if you have questions for Coach Olford and you're listening right now, you can tweet at Nevada Hoops. If you are in the audience here in Bully Sports Bar and Grill, you can write your question down. We have pens and paper going out to all the tables. Also, Coach Corey Barnett will be joining us in a little bit, and the Director of Operations, Aubrey Warkentine, will be joining us later. So if you have questions for either Aubrey or Corey, please write your questions or tweet at Nevada Hoops. I know you are, but I want to talk a little bit about this. You're proud of your team, independent of the result. Explain that a little bit.
Well, absolutely. I wasn't very pleased with how we defended at Colorado State. Now we're playing a team that obviously scoring at a high level right now. They scored 95 over the weekend against UNLV, so they're clicking. Thistlewood's back. When we played them here, Thistlewood didn't play. So they're clicking on all cylinders, especially offensively. And so I didn't like how we defended in that game. I thought offensively we were really good. Made 15 threes, only turned the ball over 10 times. So I really like what we did offensively. But this team is still in a process of just understanding how hard it is to be good at playing at a high level at both ends. And it's easier said than done. I think they're growing. I think they're developing. I thought when we went to Boise, we defended better. Without Jazz there, it obviously puts our offense at a different level, as well as our defense, because I think Jazz, when you look at efficiency for us during the year, when Jazz has been on the court, we've been really good at both ends. So Jazz, that departure from game to game there had an impact on us and put guys in different roles, and now guys have just got to step up. You know, we only had nine. We're only playing nine. Now we're playing eight. You know, so we've got to really monitor our workload in practices, and we're doing that. We gave them basically Sunday off, which was – it's not easy going into an Air Force game on a one-day prep when they're coming off their bye week, so they've had 7 days to get ready for us. And sometimes it's just the way the calendar hits. I'm still a big believer that if there's a Tuesday slide, I'd like for those Saturday games to – you got to do everything you can to make that an afternoon game so that teams can get back Saturday night. But playing Saturday night at 8, can't get out till Sunday. You got to connect through Portland. You know, we didn't get back to Lawler until almost 1:30. And we just didn't want to. Jalen Harris is logging a lot of minutes and doing a lot of special things. But you got a lot of guys playing a lot of minutes. So we just gave him that time off, and we met him today. We'll meet him again tonight after the show and go over some other things. But I'm just really pleased with, you know, we're trying to put our culture together. And I like what they're doing in the classroom. I like just how our demeanor off the court. And then I like what we're seeing on the court. We didn't get the results we wanted last week, but, you know, we were awfully close at Colorado State. And then I thought after missing Jazz and getting kind of punched in the face in the first half, we didn't make anything, we really responded well in the second half. And that tells me a lot as a coach. And I told them as much after the game. I told them how proud I was after the game because I thought they gave us everything they had. We had guys exhausted in the locker room. I said, that's how you got to feel after every game. And so it wasn't the results we wanted. Now we come back home, and we got two really pivotal home games here. Tomorrow we'll celebrate and honor the military and the veterans. And on Saturday we'll also honor and celebrate Black History Month. So two big games in kind of what we want to celebrate here in our community, but also two big games for us of trying to take care of home.
And, Coach, going back to that Colorado State game for a second, that last minute was extremely intense. There was a lot of lead changes, momentum changes. So as you see your team kind of go through something like that at an emotional level, how have you seen kind of the character change in your team from the start of the season to this point in the season?
Well, I just liked our toughness. You know, we just didn't get stops, and that's where we got to learn. That's the difference. We're not just going to outscore people and score 100 points every game. We got to – and that's a concern going into Air Force. We give up 85 at Air Force and – did not play very well defensively at Air Force, but we scored 100. But with the potential of Jazz not being there, that obviously puts a hit to your offense and your capability, just the firepower you have. So we've just got to commit to getting more stops consistently. And unfortunately, Jalen made a couple of huge plays late in that game, and we make a three-point shot. And the unfortunate part is there was 5.5 seconds left. I wish there had been three, but it's just the way the clock is. But that's probably the hardest thing to defend when you can't foul. That's the last thing you want to do is foul. But 5.5 seconds, as you saw, is plenty of time to get up the court. And we wish we could have turned him. I wish we would have got him turned. And we talked about that. We just didn't get him turned. But he makes a – you're talking about a behind-the-back step back from about 18, 19 feet, contested, very difficult shot. So sometimes it's just – they had the ball last, and they made a really good play, and it's unfortunate. But as I told the guys in the locker room, guys, they deserved it. Not that they played any better than we did defensively, but I don't like taking wins when I know we didn't do enough defensively. And that was kind of the lesson going into the Boise game, and didn't know if we were going to have Jazz at that point. But I think after we got out of the first 20 minutes, our guys adjusted to Jazz not being there.
And then both of these games this past week, your team's either been a little over 50%, a little under 50%, but that's still a great percentage from the field. What have you liked about the shots that your team is taking in the last couple games?
Well, our shots have been fine, and we're taking care of the ball. We turned it over a little bit too much at Boise. Our first half was – we hadn't had a first half like that. We turned the ball over a lot, and we didn't shoot the ball well. But we went on the road and shot a high percentage. So, you know, you look at what we did in the second half offensively, and it was kind of much more to what we've been. And we've got a guy that's playing at a really elite level right now in Jalen Harris. I mean, he's doing – there hadn't been a lot of guys that in the history of Nevada get – 430-plus games in a season. So you're looking at somebody playing at a really, really high level, and we fed off of his energy on this road trip. But then we're having some other guys step up and do some things that I like. So all in all, you know, other than that first half, offensively it was pretty good. Defensively, we were much better at Boise than we were against Colorado State.
Fans, remember that game days are best celebrated with a crisp Bud Light. Bud Light Crisp. Please drink responsibly. We'll have more with Coach Alford coming up. Fans, remember Tuesday night, 8 o'clock, the tip time. If you are in the military or you have served in the military, you can claim free tickets to the Nevada Air Force game tomorrow night. Go to NevadaWolfpack.com/promo and use the code THANKYOU, all uppercase, all one word. Back with more with Coach Alford. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. Come on back to Bullies.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light, we've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer, Natural Light, Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, ales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
If you're looking for the largest selection of tents, barbecues, tables, chairs, and tailgate supplies, then Camelot Party Rentals is the largest provider in the Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada region. They have consultants that will help you have the best tailgating party outside of Mackey Stadium. There's a showroom in Sparks you can visit and see firsthand all the things you need for any special event or pregame tailgate party. Take a look at their website, CamelotPartyRentals.com, or give them a call, 355-9004. That's 355-9004.
There are those who say,
leave well enough alone.
If it isn't broken, don't fix it.
You don't mess with success.
While others have something quite different to say. The new Lexus RX. Now with enhanced dynamic handling and available 12.3-inch touchscreen. It's the best-selling luxury crossover of all time. Reinvented. See Dolan Lexus.
Hey, Nevada basketball fans, we know you'll be cheering on the Wolfpack with every dribble, every no-look pass, every last-second buzzer beater. At Shields, we're right there with you to root the pack on to victory. Make sure you check out Shields for all the newest Nevada athletic gear to get your game on. And cheer on the Wolfpack in style. From hats and tees to sweatshirts and tailgating gear, we've got you covered. Shields, right there with you at the Legends at Sparks Marina. And go Wolfpack!
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want a warm place on a cool day.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home. Whoa.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back inside Bully Sports Bar and Grill on Rob Drive. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. John Ramey, Spencer Wilson, and the head coach, Steve Alford, with us right now. Envision Glass backs the pack, serving Northern Nevada for over 35 years for all your commercial and residential glass needs. Windows and doors, mirrors, showers, and more. That's EnvisionGlass.com. We have questions, and Coach Alford has answers. These questions coming from here in the audience. In Bullies and fans, if you have not come down, if you're listening or you're watching, if you have not come down to enjoy the show live, you can. It's free. It's just Bullies. It's a bar. Come down, pull up a chair, and you can ask Coach questions. We also have some questions from Twitter, and let's do one of those right now from Twitter, at Nevada Hoops. Question from Jim on Twitter. What are your, Coach Alford, current thoughts on postseason tournaments? Based on how the season is unfolding,
well, it's not good right now. 13-10. That's not something that we're even thinking about right now. It's trying to get better. If we're 23-0, we wouldn't be talking about postseason. We're in season two, and that we always break it down into four seasons. And season two is the conference season. Season three is the conference tournament, and then you hope you get a chance to be a part of season four, and that's postseason. So. Right now, it's just about continue to try to get better, trying to get growth, and I think that's the key for us. And we talked about that today in practice, that once you hit February, and I told the guys this, I can't watch tape in February and see the same mistakes I saw in December. If that happens, then the results of February will not be advantageous to March. February always sets up March. Look at our league now. You got a tiering in our league right now. And there's two lines have been drawn. There's a line after San Diego State. They got a five-game lead basically on everybody. And then there's five of us, and there's another line that's drawn. And so by the time we get to the end of February, I think the San Diego State line is going to stay the same. I just believe that. But then that other line is going to move up, and there will be at least two teams that fall to the bottom half of that. Two to three teams are going to stay in that upper echelon. And that's what we got to fight to do. And if we do that, then it sets up at least an advantageous March. If we don't do that, then it's not going to be a fun March. So I think this is a key month for us to show growth in that I don't want to watch the same film. And that's what I've told the guys. I showed them. Here's us playing Air Force the 1st of December. And here's the mistakes we made defensively. I don't want to see that when I watch film Tuesday night. If that's the case, that's on you as a player. Because you know what you're supposed to do. Now do it. That's part of discipline.
And, Coach, we have a question here from the audience. Is Jalen Harris the favorite for Mountain West Player of the Year at this point?
Yeah, that's a tough one. Obviously, I'm biased, but I'm also one of those that believe in ultimately of winning. I've always been a proponent of that, of every league I've been in, where there's got to be a lot of MVP notice given to whoever wins the league. And obviously you got Malachi Flynn at San Diego State, who has had an awful lot to do with the reason why San Diego State's top five in the country. I do think he and Jalen are head and shoulders one and two. I don't think it's even remotely close in our league when it comes to the two top players in this league. I think it's Malachi Flynn and Jalen Harris for sure.
And then speaking of San Diego State, we have another question here that since you've already played them and it was there in San Diego when the Aztecs come here to Reno, do you think the chances of beating San Diego have gone up?
Well, I don't know about chances. I know we're going to be ready. I hope that we're better than what we were when we were in San Diego, and I don't really control whether they get better or not. But nobody else has figured it out. 23 teams have tried. and nobody's beaten them. So they're obviously a very good basketball team. They're having a lot of success. They've won 6 games in our league on the road already. So they're doing a lot of very, very good things, obviously. But it's not like we're not going to show up and give it our best shot. We're going to we've got 3 weeks to get ready for that game, and we've got a lot of work to do in these 3 weeks. And hopefully that starts tomorrow night against a stingy Air Force team. So a lot of games to be played before we ever get to San Diego and San Diego State and senior night. Hopefully we keep getting better.
Nevada Sports Net is the place to find in-depth Wolfpack shows with the Wolfpack Coaches Radio Show, Wolfpack All Access, and NSN Daily. We have a question from the audience. This is this may have been a premeditated question, but it's an outstanding question. You have heard the national anthem often, Coach, but what is it like to hear it at the Olympics playing for your home country? Your Olympics was in Los Angeles in the U.S.
Yeah, it's a great question, and that's an anthem that I'll never forget, and not because who sang, and I apologize, I have no idea. I think it was actually just instruments, if I remember right, in the Olympics. It's nobody that sings it. It's just instruments. And but it's one you'll never forget because you go from I think we went from standing at attention to just incredible emotion because it's really the only time that I can remember as a player. I can remember being Mr. Basketball and representing the state of Indiana as a player. That's one thing. But then when you're in the Olympics, you're representing all 50 states. You're representing your country. And when you get a chance to stand on the highest stage and see your flag raised at the highest level and the anthem is played for your country, it's just a feeling like you never get in sport. And I'll never forget that day in the Forum when we beat Spain in the championship game and we were able to stand on that stage and have our anthem played. Very, very special moment.
Fans at Camelot Party Rentals, we make it great so you can celebrate with the best selection of rental equipment for weddings and special events. Camelot Party Rentals, proud sponsor of the Nevada Wolfpack. We're visiting right now with Coach Steve Alford on the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. One more question from Twitter. PacFan25 wants to know, what's it going to take for the Pac to solve their road woes?
Yeah, and it's a great question, and it's hard. You know, if you look at yeah, just look at our league. Look at all the leagues across the country. There's not a lot of road wins being other than your really top teams in your league. They're getting road wins, but not a lot of other people are getting road wins. You know, I think other than San Diego State, I think 2 is the most road wins anybody in our league has. There might be only 2 teams in our league that's won 2 road games. So it's hard. It's tough. We're sitting at 1 right now, and it's just a very difficult thing to do. And our guys, there's a lot of our guys going through road games for the first time, and it's not an excuse. It's they're battling, they're fighting. It's all a newness to them, and hopefully we can figure that out. We got a couple more left that we get a chance. I think we've got some opportunities here in the near future. We would get a chance to get a road win, but it's just difficult to do. It's hard to win at home. It's even more difficult to win on the road. I think our guys are fighting as hard as they can. And hopefully, as we gain more experience during the season, we can pick up a couple here down the stretch.
Fans, home game tomorrow, 8 o'clock, the tip time. Air Force comes to Lawler Event Center. Remember, 8 o'clock, the tip time. And if you are in the military or have served in the military, you can claim free tickets to the game, NevadaWolfpack.com/promo, and use the promo code THANKYOU, all one word, all uppercase. Who do we want to talk to next, Aubrey or Corey? Who do you think?
We'll go Aubrey. No, we'll go KB.
We'll go KB. Okay.
Because he's eating.
Okay.
So I want to get him over
here. All
right.
We don't want to rush Aubrey. All right. So yeah. Coach Corey Barnett is coming up next. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. Come on back to Bully Sports Bar and Grill.
If you're looking for the largest selection of tents, barbecues, tables, chairs, and tailgate supplies, then Camelot Party Rentals is the largest provider in the Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada region. They have consultants that will help you have the best tailgating party outside of Mackey Stadium. There's a showroom in Sparks you can visit and see firsthand all the things you need for any special event or pregame tailgate party. Take a look at their website, CamelotPartyRentals.com, or give them a call, 355-9004. That's 355-9004.
Hey, Nevada basketball fans, we know you'll be cheering on the Wolfpack with every dribble, every no-look pass,
every last second buzzer beater. At Shields, we're right there with you to root the pack on to victory. Make sure you check out Shields for all the newest Nevada athletic gear to get your game on and cheer on the Wolfpack in style. From hats and tees to sweatshirts and tailgating gear, we've got you covered. Shields, right there with you at the Legends at Sparks Marina. And go Wolfpack!
The Lexus NX is crafted to take on the modern adventure called life.
Alexa, what's the quickest route home?
With Amazon Alexa compatibility and the advanced Lexus safety system, the Lexus NX is modern utility for the modern world. Because modern obstacles require modern solutions. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
Amazon Alexa and all related logos are trademarks of Amazon.com Inc. or its affiliates. Not all Amazon Alexa functionality is available for in-vehicle use.
You could watch the game at your house.
Could you get that?
Or you could watch the game at Bully's. Purchase one of our featured drinks during any pro or college football game, and you could score a trip for two to the Rose Bowl. Be it the last home football game in Oakland, fly to Washington to see San Francisco and Seattle face off, or win a trip to the Pac-12 College Championship. Bully's Sports Bar, your ultimate football headquarters.
Hey, Wolfpack fans, a good coach can be the difference between winning or losing. It's no different in the game of life. The Human Services Agency has more than 800 kids in need of a foster or adoptive family. Mentoring is another option. Take a child to a game, play at the park, or spend quality time enjoying a shared interest. Be the difference by providing a home or becoming a mentor today. Call the Human Services Agency at 775-337-4470 because nobody should be left out of the pack.
Woo! Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo! Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
As a proud supporter of the Wolfpack, Nevada State Bank knows a winning team is the result of hard work, practice, and making the right plays. So who's on your financial team? Whether it's your first account, planning for retirement, buying a home, or expanding your business, Nevada State Bank is here when it counts. Because it matters who's on your team, and it matters who you bank with. Visit us at nsbank.com, a division of Zions Bank Corporation N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You could watch the game at your house.
Could you get that?
Or you could watch the game at Bully's. Purchase one of our featured drinks during any pro or college football game, and you could score a trip for two to the Rose Bowl. Be it the last home football game in Oakland, fly to Washington to see San Francisco and Seattle face off, or win a trip to the Pac-12 College Championship. Bully's Sports Bar, your ultimate football headquarters.
The Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. Welcome back inside Bully Sports Bar and Grill. Corey Barnett joins us up here. Corey Barnett, Steve Alford, assistant coach Corey Barnett. Fans of Silver State Series presented by IBEW Local 401 and Nevada Donor Network. Structured rivalry series matching the Wolfpack and the Rebels in sports and academics. Follow points and standings online throughout the year. NevadaWolfpack.com/Silver State Series. You have, Coach Barnett, you have some special guests here.
I do.
Sarah and Brooks.
Yep.
You shout them out.
Yes.
Hi, guys.
By far the best of the Barnett group.
The MVPs.
Yes.
There's no question.
MVBs. Yep. Most valuable Barnetts.
Yeah. He's over there killing his grilled cheese. He's happy.
Awesome. Yep. Thanks for coming, guys. I was looking at your bio. Under head coach Steve Alford, what haven't you done? Because you've been an assistant coach.
Yeah.
You've been a Dobo.
Yeah.
I guess you were a GA at Indiana.
I was GA at Indiana, video coordinator.
But
yeah.
You've done like a lot.
Yep.
Does that help you do your job now, or is it maybe difficult because you think about the whole organization as much as your own specific role?
No, definitely helps. Yeah, for sure. The experience at UCLA was unprecedented, and coming from Indiana, just such a great university, to UCLA and now to Nevada. It's been an awesome experience. It's been incredible for me just to be able to get through those three schools and to be under a head coach like Coach and to be around him and see the program, you know, at every single spot. It's been awesome.
Now, last show, we erroneously reported but made the correction that Coach Dwayne, although he attended and graduated from Indiana University,
yes.
did not play basketball.
We're all
there.
About facts. He hears fake news.
Well, that's how you can
show.
That's how you can tell the facts. Difference between actual journalism and propaganda.
Right. Exactly.
Journalists will issue corrections and retractions.
Right.
So
correct.
We made a correction.
Correct.
You played.
I did.
You wore the candy stripe, vertical red and white stripe warm-up pants for the Hoosiers.
Yes, sir. Yes, I was a walk-on for 4 years and was a grad assistant 1 year and was very blessed to be able to put on those candy stripes. It's like no other, especially when I lived in Indiana for 8 years before that. So to be able to understand the history and be around the program and understand what came before me with Coach and his teams, and even before that, it was an unbelievable honor.
What does that mean for you when you are coaching with him, that he understands your specific life and basketball and that kind of specific school of basketball?
We go way back because of family history. His dad was selling T-shirts and practice gear out of the trunk of his car when he showed up at my office when I was at Manchester College. And
that was my first
job, Division III job in Northeast Indiana. And he came up to see me and took me out to the trunk of his car and basically sold me my first practice gear, because when I got hired, I guess I forgot that also had to do that as a coach. I had to order some gear, or we wouldn't have any gear to practice in. So that struck a relationship to where Mike would end up going to work for Champion in North Carolina, and we're the only Division III program in the country that had three sets of Champion uniforms and basically had our own basketball deal with Champion. He would then go to Nike. He's now obviously with Adidas. And running the grassroots from both the boys and the girls side on Adidas. And he represents me. He's represented me since Missouri State. So we've known him a long time. And he played high school basketball in Indiana at Rochester. And so I got to see him in the early days. And, it's good seeing Brooks, because Brooks has got a much better even keel to himself than what KB did at two. KB at two almost burnt the house down.
That's
so
true.
Brooks is way ahead of him on just discipline and understanding how to behave as a child.
He never tells that full story.
That's an advanced scout.
Yeah.
Really? You almost burnt the house
down? Well, not only did he burn the house down, he had a lot of practical jokes for his sister, older sister, Kara.
Yeah, was Home Alone was the
Brooks
inspiration.
Is the older one. Yeah, if there is a number two.
Yes.
Right? Not saying there's pressure on KB or Sarah, but if there is a number two, at least Brooks is the older one.
Okay, just so I was 2 years old, my dad left me in a high chair to go mow the lawn. So I wanted the paints on the top shelf, so I maneuvered my high chair up and then climbed, accidentally kicked on the stove. The stove burnt the plastic. There was smoke everywhere. And my mom came home to my sister and I in the yard with just wide eyes and just coal faces. Yeah, it was a tough one.
That sounds scary. That makes me nervous now to hear that story.
Yeah, it was a tough one.
Early on, you were showing the kind of industriousness and and drive to succeed that you need in coaching.
Exactly. You got to find a way.
But let's get to the real good stuff now. Coach Alford, how's his game?
What Ooh. Game?
his game of basketball.
Basketball?
Basketball.
No. He's a coach. He's strictly a coach. So
you have no rebuttal to that?
I got nothing. Yeah, 31. The wheels are barely on still.
What was your game?
I still wasn't great. I mean, I was a workhorse. That's what I just played as hard as I could.
He's a decent passer.
I was.
Okay.
I could shoot okay. Yeah. Limited defensively and foot speed.
That's good. That's good. You had five fouls to give, right?
I did, always.
I understand that. That sounds very familiar for me. How many half-court shots have you hit in the competition?
Gosh,
early.
I hit the first two.
Were you hot early?
Both for wins.
You know what I said? I don't want to see the same thing in December as I see in February. Well, as far as the coach's half-court shot, he was on fire in early November.
Yeah.
And he's disappeared since about Thanksgiving.
In my defense, Noodles and Coach have hit
that's true. He's not
five of the last six, so I haven't got an opportunity since December.
Yeah,
the half court shot is a big part of the preparation.
Correct.
Corey, you've had experience in the postseason, though, as a coach and as a player. I believe your last season on the Indiana roster, you guys were a Sweet 16 team.
Yeah.
You've been to the postseason many times as Coach Alford.
Yeah.
What does that bring to your coaching knowledge? What advantage does that give you? Maybe recruiting, maybe explaining to guys about how to do it at this level?
Yeah, that obviously is, as Coach knows and a lot of people who watch it, that week just building up to it, and then once you get into it, it's so special, and the preparation for that is so cool. And since that's the biggest stage, when you sit down with recruits and you can kind of speak to them from terms of, I was blessed enough to go to four straight. My senior year, my GA year, then my first two with Coach, four straight Sweet 16s, actually. And just to be able to speak to them on what that looks like, what our goal is, and how that I've been a part of reaching that helps a lot, especially with the kids and the families.
Fans, well, and I think, too, John, not to interrupt you, but he epitomizes what I want in my coaching staff. He's a good Christian man. He understands what I expect from a recruiting standpoint, how we go about doing our business, what I want our culture to look like, how I want our players challenged on a daily basis. He spends time with that. He's obviously very knowledgeable at the game and has had a lot of experiences, but how he communicates with the guys and how he grows our culture, that's his job as an assistant. And I think that's what I'm most proud of with the people I've got around me. They understand how we want this culture to look, and we're only 10 months into it, and we got a long, long, long way to go. But I was thinking about that on the trip home from Boise, really proud of just where we've come in 10 months as far as kind of putting our culture together and seeing it starting to shape, and that's exciting from my standpoint.
Fans, if you crave more Wolfpack action, keep up on All Nevada Athletics with News 4's Wolfpack All Access. Presented by Champion Chevrolet, highlights coaches' perspective and more. Wolfpack All Access airs every Sunday night on News 4 and again at 10 o'clock on Nevada Sports Net. Now, Coach Barnett, you will sometimes join us post-game, after games, and that is an interview that we rotate through the assistant coaches, and we don't just draw straws. It's actually who does the scout for that opponent. And then it's kind of after the game, so there's a nice kind of continuity to that. But without giving away too many trade secrets, how do you scout a team, and what goes into that?
You dive into their games. You watch a lot, and you do what we call frequency. You watch what kind of actions they're running, and then you go to their defense, and you watch how they're going to guard ball screens, how they're going to guard off-ball screens, how we're going to score on them, how other teams have, how that can adapt to us. And then you really dive into the personnel. Coach does a great job, and he's one of the most detailed coaches I've seen in terms of he wants every single player broken down in a certain way. It has to be very detailed but simple at the same time for our guys, whether they be a lefty or they really want to get to their right or they have a spin move or they want to play in the post. It has to be something very clear that we can speak to the guys in short phrases and short bursts that they can understand in a game. Quick, be able to understand who that player is when they're closing out or when they're switching or however it might be onto a new player.
And you've had different kind of roles in that scout, too, because before you were an assistant coach, you've been on the video side, and so
right.
You kind of had to get that stuff ready. What's the volume of information that you have to process maybe as a video person, let alone an assistant coach doing a scout?
I always tell like young people who ask, you know, how do we get into coaching? Video was unbelievable for me. To be able to sit down for hours, just watch different sets and learn where people are out in the court, what that action is, what different coaches call it, what different programs try and run. It was an unbelievable blessing to be able to break that down, and now my mind can more quickly see, okay, that's this set, that's this set, that's this player doing this, and you can pick it up a lot faster than you did year one.
We have one question from the audience here, then I'm going to bounce off both you guys. How do you feel about the progress the freshmen are making?
Well, I'm real excited about it because I think we're seeing all of them gain. Kane got the most minutes he's gotten with Jazz out, and I thought he really responded well. I loved how hard he played.
Did you guys know he could dunk?
Oh, yeah, he's done it. He's okay. Done it in practice. We didn't know he could do it in the game.
Yeah,
not too so, like that.
Yeah, so, but he's doing a really good. I like how all three of them are working. We're challenging all of them as much as we can. But KJ and Zane and Kane have all, I think, improved drastically from the start of the season. Now, are they anywhere near a finished product? No. But all of them are working really hard. They watch a lot of film. Our staff does a great job of watching the individual film with these guys, and I like how they're developing. It's always a process. It's a journey. We obviously hope with all the experience that's happened this year, what happens is when you're in your first year, you may not believe what you've got to do in your first year because you're coming out of high school. But then once it hits you in the face for 30 games and a six-month schedule, usually your off season going into your second year is much more focused than what it was in the first.
Right.
Because it's not just about getting away from home now. It's not just about going to where you recruited. It hits you that, you know what, I got to get stronger. I got to work harder. I got to get in the gym, work on my skill. I got to watch more film. And I think you'll really see that going into next year with all three of those guys.
All right. Aloha Beaches, Catalina Lime Mixer, 6% alcohol. Nevada Meat Natty Light Seltzer, your new game day necessity. Drink it responsibly. Well, he took it easy on you.
I know he did.
He took it easy on you. Aubrey's next.
Yeah, Obbs.
Obbs, Bill, Coach Obbs.
Bill's just easier.
Yeah, Bill okay. is a lot easier.
Bill's just easier. But my staff does a tremendous job, and I'm very, very blessed with the staff that I have. I make them work awfully hard, and like he says, the volume starts high, and then we got to dumb it down. By the time we address it, it's got to be really concrete on what we're going to do. And I think where the guys are learning, John, is that they go in with the scouting report, and if it doesn't work, because it doesn't only mean it's going to work,
right,
then we can make adjustments. And early in the season, they were struggling just with the scouting report. Now they're doing the scouting report. We can make adjustments. And you saw us do that against Boise, and it got us back in the game. And so that's a great credit to, I think, how the staff is – communicating with the team, and the team starting to figure that out.
He is Corey Barnett. Give it up for Corey. We'll take a break. You. Aubrey Warkentin is next. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. Come on back to Bullies.
There are those who say,
leave well enough alone.
If it isn't broken, don't fix it.
You don't mess with success.
While others have something quite different to say. The new Lexus RX. Now with enhanced dynamic handling and available 12.3-inch touchscreen. It's the best-selling luxury crossover of all time. Reinvented. See Dolan Lexus.
If you're looking for the largest selection of tents, barbecues, tables, chairs, and tailgate supplies, then Camelot Party Rentals is the largest provider in the Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada region. They have consultants that will help you have the best tailgating party outside of Mackey Stadium. There's a showroom in Sparks you can visit and see firsthand all the things you need for any special event or pregame tailgate party. Take a look at their website, CamelotPartyRentals.com, or give them a call, 355-9004. That's 355-9004.
Cart Barn is your local one-stop shop for sales, service, and rentals. If you're looking for new or used golf carts, Cart Barn is the only authorized dealer for Club Car, Easy Go, and Cushman carts in Northern Nevada. Our mechanics have over 25 years experience and can service all makes and models. You can customize your cart with a variety of accessory upgrades. Call Cart Barn today at 775-852-0707. That's 775-852-0707.
Hey, Nevada basketball fans, we know you'll be cheering on the Wolfpack with every dribble, every no-look pass, every last-second buzzer beater. At Shields, we're right there with you to root the pack on to victory. Make sure you check out Shields for all the newest Nevada athletic gear to get your game on and cheer on the Wolfpack in style. From hats and tees to sweatshirts and tailgating gear, we've got you covered. Shields, right there with you at the Legends at Sparks Marina. And go Wolfpack!
Whoa. The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back inside Bully Sports Bar and Grill. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. Steve Alford, John Ramey, and Aubrey Warkentine joining us right now. On stage, Aubrey, the director of basketball operations, runs everything. Fans, shelter insurance, ask an agent how Shelter's auto policy includes roadside assistance. Learn more at shelterinsurance.com. Director of basketball operations, in my experience in college basketball, truly means that you just juggle all the knives. Like, you keep the whole operation going at all times. Is that an accurate description?
I definitely try.
Yeah.
I would say it's pretty accurate.
Doesn't mean they're always juggled.
Right.
Sometimes they're dropped.
Very, very rarely, though, in my experience. Oh.
There's been a couple of times they've been dropped, but not often.
You know, Aubrey, we're very fortunate. Aubrey's sister, Crete, they got Indiana blood. Her dad was born in Huntington, Indiana. So her dad and Noodles and I go way back because her dad's been in the NBA for 30 years now. He's in his 30th year in the NBA. Before that, he was on Tark's bench at UNLV, and so I got to know her dad back in 1987 because we played the then number one team in the country, UNLV, in the semifinals down in New Orleans.
And who won that game?
Well, after the game, they were no longer number one.
Okay.
So that's where we started. I got to know him at from that standpoint, but would later get to know him more. Once I started coaching and he'd come by practice and stuff, and Noodles got to know him while I was in the NBA because Noodles spent 9-10 years with the Raptors on their bench. So she's from a basketball family, and her sister are really, I think, when you think about it, they're pioneers. One of the things I thought the direction you were going, most director of operations in college basketball are male. And her sister, I think, are on the front end of something I think is opening up doors for females to get in on the men's side. And so we're very blessed that she got that opportunity. She was at Tulane with Coach Dunleavy, and he got let go. And so it opened up a door for her, and we had a position here. And so very, very fortunate, and she does. She juggles an awful lot. And with her and Chastity being the only females, we go back and forth a lot. So sometimes she ends up being the brunt of things, but that's all part of being a pioneer. It can't be easy.
No.
It's got to be, some tough stuff.
Audacity and, intrepid. Yeah. Aubrey, you had a great note that I actually didn't get to during the first UNLV game about you and your sister, Cray.
Yeah, so my sister, she was the – when Coach Rice was hired at UNLV, he brought her in as the director of operations, and she was the first female to be the named director of operations for – or one of the first for – a Division I men's basketball program. And then when Coach hired me here, I was the first one at Nevada to be hired to be a female hired in the men's sport. So we're the two first females to be hired in the state of Nevada in a men's coaching
trailblazers
position.
Yeah. And we should point out your sister Cray is the chief administrative.
She's the chief administrating officer at men's basketball for the University of Washington.
That's really cool. I was looking at your bio and I was blown away because you have, in addition to being at Tulane and your role here, you're not that old, but you have like tons of experience at the professional level.
Mm-hmm.
Explain that.
So, growing up, I had always attended NBA Summer League with my dad, originally when it was in Newport, and then when it moved to Las Vegas. So in between my freshman and sophomore year at Arizona, I told him, I said, well, if I'm going to be with you, in Vegas for 2 weeks, I might as well be working NBA Summer League. So at 19, when I think they had 10, 12 teams at NBA Summer League, started working that, and I did that for about 8-9 summers. So it was great because I got to watch the event grow into what it is today, and it's just a tremendous, fun event. But it was a great experience for myself working with everyone over there, interacting with the NBA personnel, not just with the players, but everyone on the kind of the side that my dad works with. So it's a great networking opportunity for myself, but being able to watch the event grow year by year was great. It was so much fun.
And then the other thing I noticed is you have experience on the media side too with what you did with the G League in Boise, correct?
Correct, yes. The final year they were in Boise, the Idaho Stampede, before they moved to Salt Lake City to become the Salt Lake City Stars.
So this isn't the first time you've had to deal with moron broadcasters almost missing the bus and things like that. You're good at wrangling, right?
A little bit, yeah.
Come on, what do you got, Coach?
No, I got nothing.
You got nothing?
No, I'm not going there. No. You only called yourself a moron. No, this is not nice.
Aubrey, I should point out, Aubrey is responsible for like letting me know when Coach is going to be available for certain things and when, you know, what the team's itinerary is, especially on the road. So it helps us put on a good broadcast, and you do a great job of that. So I was actually very excited that you were going to be a guest tonight because I'll get to spring that on you. But do we need to talk about your dogs?
I mean, we can.
Yeah.
that was the scout I got.
Well, as coach, you get like dog, cat. You're either one or the other, that kind of stuff. And I'm a dog guy too. But she's the first that I've noticed that her dogs have multiple names. It's like first, middle, last.
For real.
Like, kind of like we do.
Yeah.
You know, so when
I
asked,
have to middle name them when they're in trouble.
When she was hired and she told me the names of her dogs, I thought she had four dogs. So give them shout outs to your dogs.
My oldest dog is Chanel Christine Workentine, if a coach would like me to introduce her as. And then, I started working so much, Chanel needed a friend. So she has a sister, Tootsie Roll Workentine.
Tootsie Roll Workentine.
Roll is her middle name.
Got it. Yeah. Shout out to Chanel and Tootsie.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. Yeah. That's good. And you go middle name so that when they're in trouble, you can scold them effectively.
Yeah,
just like a child.
Yeah.
That's really good.
I mean, I don't have children. They are my children, so...
You got anything else, Coach? She done?
No, she just does a great job, John. Just like she's a part of our staff. She's an extension of what we do. And, very excited to have her here. And it's new. You know, we talk about the experience. We got a lot of guys in new positions. Corey Barnett's a new assistant on my staff. Bill Dwaney's a new assistant on our staff. She's not been director of ops for me before. My son, Corey Alford, has not been director of development or recruiting coordinator before. Really, Noodles and I are the only one in our same roles we've been in before. So even the staff is going through some new changes, and her as well as everybody else have just done a tremendous job of just buying in and playing their role and doing the best that they can, and I very much appreciate all the work they do.
All right, give it up, Aubrey Workentine. We'll take a break. We'll be back. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. Stay with us.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Lesson 42. This is how you say happy hour. It's happy hour. Let's go get some Bud Lights. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light, crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
If you're looking for the largest selection of tents, barbecues, tables, chairs, and tailgate supplies, then Camelot Party Rentals is the largest provider in the Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada region. They have consultants that will help you have the best tailgating party outside of Mackey Stadium. There's a showroom in Sparks you can visit and see firsthand all the things you need for any special event or pregame tailgate party. Take a look at their website, CamelotPartyRentals.com, or give them a call, 355-9004. That's 355-9004.
Hey, Wolfpack fans, a good coach can be the difference between winning or losing. It's no different in the game of life. The Human Services Agency has more than 800 kids in need of a foster or adoptive family. Mentoring is another option. Take a child to a game, play at the park, or spend quality time enjoying a shared interest. Be the difference by providing a home or becoming a mentor today. Call the Human Services Agency at 775-337-4470 because nobody should be left out of the pack.
The Lexus NX is crafted to take on the modern adventure called life.
Alexa, what's the quickest route home?
With Amazon Alexa compatibility and the advanced Lexus safety system, the Lexus NX is modern utility for the modern world. Because modern obstacles require modern solutions. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
Amazon Alexa and all related logos are trademarks of Amazon.com Inc. or its affiliates. Not all Amazon Alexa functionality is available for in-vehicle use.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light, we've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer, Natural Light, Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, ales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Directors Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Hey, Nevada basketball fans, we know you'll be cheering on the Wolfpack with every dribble, every no-look pass, every last-second buzzer beater. At Shields, we're right there with you to root the pack on to victory. Make sure you check out Shields for all the newest Nevada athletic gear to get your game on and cheer on the Wolfpack in style. From hats and tees to sweatshirts and tailgating gear, we've got you covered. Shields, right there with you at the Legends at Sparks Marina. And go Wolfpack!
You could watch the game at your house.
Could you get that?
Or you could watch the game at Bully's. Purchase one of our featured drinks during any pro or college football game, and you could score a trip for two to the Rose Bowl. Be it the last home football game in Oakland, fly to Washington to see San Francisco and Seattle face off, or win a trip to the Pac-12 College Championship. Bully's Sports Bar, your ultimate football headquarters.
Welcome back inside Bully Sports Bar and Grill on Rob Drive, Wolfpack Coaches Show, presented by Dolan Lexus. Spencer Wilson, John Ramey, Steve Olford with you. Nevada taking on Air Force tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, the tip time. NevadaWolfpack.com/promo. Thank you for military members for your free tickets for tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Nevada fans, make sure to check out Shields for all your Wolfpack gear. Shields right there with you at the Legends at Sparks Marina. Big home game, you guys working with some short rest here.
Well, it's huge, and it is short, very short turnaround when you're Wednesday, Saturday, and back on Tuesday. And so it's a huge game for us, and obviously celebrating the military and our veterans, that's something that means a great deal. And we want our team to be a part of that and understand that. So hopefully we get a lot of attendance, come out and support our military, and obviously support our basketball team because I think they're working hard and we're going to need it. This is a big, big week for us, and it starts tomorrow night.
What do you want to see differently? I know that you guys had the rough start at Boise State, but after that, you really were able to adjust to kind of the new rotation without Jazz Johnson.
Yeah, just, you know, that's the thing. Can we adjust both offensively and defensively if he's not able to go and just keep getting better? You know, we've been playing very well at home, and we're going to have to play very well at home to beat this Air Force team. They got a lot of seniors on the roster.
All right, thanks to Aubrey, thanks to Corey, thanks to Spencer, thanks to Coach Alford, thanks to our great crew, Martin, Culpa, Rez, Sean Cloud back at the station. I'm John Ramey. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. We'll talk to you at 7:30 tomorrow night. Nevada hosting Air Force at 8 at Lawler. So long, everybody.
This has been the Wolfpack Coaches Show, presented by Dolan Lexus. Also brought to you by Bully Sports Bar and Grill and by Camelot Party Rentals. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Wolfpack Sports Network.